Presidential aspirant Bongbong Marcos equates being biased to being anti-Marcos, and to talk about martial law is a waste of time. In an interview with One News Monday, January 24, Marcos says his opinion on martial law is not going to change and that he'd rather talk about programs of the government. Marcos also calls GMA News anchor Jessica Soho anti-Marcos because of the treatment he received in his past interviews with a veteran journalist. The former senator earlier snubbed GMA News' invitation to participate in the Jessica Soho presidential interviews, calling Soho biased. GMA Network refutes the Marcos camp's claims, pointing out that the questions are tough because the job of the presidency is tough. Marcos also says that topics on human rights abuses under martial law and his family's ill-gotten wealth are 35-year-old issues that are already decided. But several civil cases remain pending with the Sandigan Bayan. For the criminal aspect, Marcos's mother, Imelda, is a graft convict for maintaining illegal Swiss firms. Meantime, Marcos backtracks on his stance on the government's no-vax, no-ride policy. In a separate interview with select media groups Monday, he says he agrees in principle with the policy but says in practice it doesn't work. Marcos's spokesperson Vic Rodriguez earlier said they find the policy a necessary consequence to the rising COVID-19 infections. The Commission on Elections on Tuesday, January 25, unveils the ballot phase for the 2022 elections containing the final list of candidates. 10 names are on the ballot for the position of president. In alphabetical order, they are former presidential spokesman Ernesto Abella, Labor leader Leody de Guzman, Manila Mayor Isko Moreno Domagoso, former Defense Chief Norberto Gonzalez, Senator Ping Lacson, Faisal Magondato, former Senator Bongbong Marcos, Jose Montemayor Jr., Senator Manny Pacquiao, and Vice President Lenny Robredo. Marcos Jr. is still on the final list while the cases against his presidential bid are still unresolved at the COMELEC en banc level. Robredo, meanwhile, is the only woman in the race. 9 people, meanwhile, are in the running for the vice presidency. They are Buhay Representative Lito Atienza, former Congressman Walden Bello, Rizalito David, Davao City Mayor Sara Duterte, Manny Lopez, Dr. Willie Ong, Senator Francis Pangilinan, Carlo Serapio, and Senate President Vicente Soto III. Sara, like Robredo, is the only woman in the race. For the position of senator, 64 aspirants will vie for the 12 slots in the upper chamber. The campaign period begins on February 8 for national posts and March 25 for local positions.
Need more context, clarity, and perspective? Get the full picture with Rappler Plus. With exclusive content and events, you'll get an opportunity to discuss issues with reporters, experts, and featured guests, while helping Rappler continue its fearless journalism. Join now.
The Philippine Health Department says the Omicron subvariant BA.2, or stealth Omicron, has been detected in the country, is common among local cases of the variant. In a press briefing Tuesday, January 25, Health Undersecretary Maria Rosario Vergere says stealth Omicron is predominant in most regions in the country. Vergere says Omicron subvariant BA.1 has been detected in 8 regions and is predominant in the Bicol region and among returning overseas Filipinos. BA.1 is also the predominant subvariant detected across the world. The Philippines now has 535 cases of Omicron. Health officials stress, stealth Omicron has no significant difference from the original Omicron variant. Meanwhile, the Food and Drug Administration certifies 2 brands of self-administered antigen test kits from Abbott Panbio and LabNovation Technologies. Abbott Panbio will be available per piece. It will also be available in boxes containing 4, 10, or 20 tests. Lamnovation Technologies, meanwhile, will retail at 2, 5, and 20 tests per box. Gutierrez reminds the public to only buy test kits in FDA-licensed pharmacies. Facebook parent company Meta says it built a new artificial intelligence supercomputer that it thinks will be the fastest in the world when completed in mid-2022. In a blog post, Meta says its new AI research supercluster would help the company build better AI models that can learn from trillions of examples, work across hundreds of languages, and analyze text, images, and video together to determine if content is harmful. The social media company changed its name in October to Meta to reflect its focus on the metaverse, which it thinks will be the successor to the mobile internet. The metaverse refers to the idea of shared virtual environments which people can access through different devices and where they can work, play, and socialize. Pop singer-songwriter Taylor Swift fires back at Blur frontman Damon Albarn for saying in a Los Angeles Times interview that she doesn't write her own music. In a tweet, Swift slams Albarn, saying, "I was such a big fan of yours until I saw this. I write all of my own songs. Your hot take is completely false and so damaging." In the Los Angeles Times interview with Albarn, journalist Mikhail Wood asked about Albarn's thoughts on modern musicians while mentioning Swift as an excellent songwriter, to which Albarn replied, "She doesn't write her own songs, and that co-writing doesn't count." Fans began rallying around Swift, with the hashtag Taylor writes her own songs trending on Twitter. Albarn then apologized to Swift, saying his interview was reduced to clickbait. Swift has won 11 Grammy Awards from 41 nominations and is the first and only solo woman artist to win the Grammy for Album of the Year thrice for her solo recordings.